Hello and welcome to another episode of Recovery for the Narcissist podcast. I am your host, Dr. Eric Perry. If you haven't yet subscribed, make sure you do so you never miss an episode. If you're a first-time listener, please note that this podcast is not meant to assess, diagnose, or treat narcissistic personality disorder. My intention for this podcast is to provide some insight and encouragement to those of you who exhibit narcissistic tendencies, so you can start to break some of those negative patterns of behavior and live a happier, healthier, and more fulfilling life. In today's episode, I would like to speak to you about tonality in communication. Most of us have heard the expression, "It's not what you say, it's how you say it." While the content of your words is important, the tonality of your communication style is extremely important, especially if you exhibit narcissistic tendencies. During a recent session with one of my client expressed his utter confusion about his wife being extremely upset by his words. He repeated the words, and while factually there was nothing wrong with the statements he made, the tone of voice he was using was relaying an entirely different message. Without realizing it, his tone was having a negative impact on his conversations with his wife. For example, if your partner says to you, "Could you please remember to take out the trash?" a response like, "Yes, of course, no problem," versus, "Yes, of course, no problem," communicates a very different meaning to the listener, even though the same words are being spoken. The first response communicates irritation and impatience at having been told to do something. The second response indicates that you heard your partner and are happy to help out. If you are someone who exhibits narcissistic tendencies, you likely have a heightened sensitivity to feeling criticized, and a simple request such as "remember to take out the trash" may make you feel worthless or inadequate. You might think to yourself, "Of course I'll remember, I just haven't had time to do it." Or you might feel inadequate that you have to be reminded to throw out the trash. It may be possible that your partner was stressed or in a hurry when they asked you to do this chore, and because of this, they might not have been as kind or mindful when they spoke to you. It's important to point out that others are not always going to communicate with the care and patience that you may need, and it is unrealistic to expect them to do so. However, what's most important is that you become aware of the negative hidden messages that you may be conveying, so you can begin to stop this pattern of behavior. As a result, you may begin to notice that your conversations become healthier and more productive over time. I want to take a moment to say great job for being here and listening. I appreciate the effort you are making to evolve and become a more receptive and compassionate person. I want to ask you a question. Have you ever heard the idea that the best communicators are able to express both competence and warmth at the same time? If you express only competence, which is speaking in a way that makes you seem overly certain, people tend to tune out. On the other hand, if you express only warmth, people may not take you seriously. It is not uncommon for individuals with narcissistic tendencies to rely heavily on tonalities that express a sense of competence and certainty, which may actually sound more like defensiveness. They also tend to rely on negative tonalities that were likely learned early in life. For example, if you get something wrong, you may feel shame or it can bring up feelings of not being good enough. Or maybe you learned that being wrong or seen as incompetent could lead to some negative outcome like judgment, ridicule, shame, or even punishment. If this is you, then being certain about your perspective, feelings, or experiences may be more important to you than to someone else. There are a number of tonalities to avoid and include in your communication style. There are more than we can discuss in this episode, but I want to lay a foundation for you to understand and build upon. Most of the tonalities I am about to list will be intuitive to you in how they sound. It's not that you don't know what the tonalities sound like. It's that maybe you're not very mindful about how you are using them, and maybe overusing certain tonalities that are hindering or harming your communication. Tonalities, especially the negative ones, can be extremely damaging to the people you love. Think about it this way. If you unknowingly express the tonality of dismissiveness, You are essentially telling the other person that their feelings or perspectives don't matter. I doubt you would consciously, using your words, tell your partner that what they are thinking doesn't matter. But without awareness, you can easily use tones to signal to your partner certain hurtful messages that are not in alignment with your values and goals. If your partner or someone you know and trust is open to listening to this episode with you, ask them to join you. Be brave and give them permission to point out the tonalities that you may be expressing. I know this is a big challenge for many of you, so no pressure. You might be surprised to learn how many of the tonalities I am about to list you are unconsciously using in your communication. Here is a brief list of the negative tonalities. Angry. Arrogant. Condescending. Critical. Defensive. Dismissive. Impatient. Manipulative. Passive-aggressive. And sarcastic. Did you see yourself in any of these tonalities? Maybe you only exhibit one or two of them, or maybe more. Either way, whether it's one, two, or all, negative tonalities are rarely ever as helpful as we think they are. Upon deeper reflection, you may realize that the times you expressed negative tonalities, you were probably more reactive than responsive. If you haven't listened to my episode called Respond, Don't React, make sure you do. It will shed some light on the importance of mindfulness when responding to others. Again, rarely would you need to express any of these negative tonalities towards your partner. And I'm not saying negative tonalities are always bad. For example, you may use anger as a form of self-defense and a way to set up boundaries when you are feeling attacked. But the probability is that you are misusing or overusing them because of the patterns of behavior you have learned in your life. I want you to set the intention to use more positive tonalities when speaking with your partner. Some examples of positive tonalities are those that express appreciation, collaboration, empathy, encouragement, enthusiasm, friendliness, humor, optimism, respect, and support. The next time you have a discussion with your partner, be mindful and pay attention to how your tone affects the rhythm and temperature of the conversation. A general rule that I teach my clients is to always include the "I care about you" tone in your speech. I often use this tone with my wife. She might remind me to do something like clean out the garage. When she mentions it, I can respond by saying, "Yes, I can definitely do that today." If you notice, this is very neutral in the way it sounds. You might even say it sounds a bit transactional. In order to express to my wife that I care about her and that I'm thankful for the reminder, instead I will say, "I can definitely do that today. Thank you for reminding me." By adding a little bit of warmth to my tone, it shows her that it is safe to give me reminders. Remember, we are always teaching others how to speak to us by our responses. Don't let yourself respond with tonalities of annoyance or irritation, unless that is your intention. You may find that by consciously adding warmth and kindness to your tone, you will have more positive and rewarding experiences when engaging with others. After all, we are all looking for positive connections in our lives, and language is one of the most important ways to connect to others. By fine-tuning our communication skills, we can create positive and healthy experiences that will allow us to feel safer in our environments. I hope this message finds you well today. And as always, thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Recovery for the Narcissist podcast. I am your host, Dr. Eric Perry. And until next time, see you soon.